This is Passport to Texas. Texas 50 wildlife management areas encompass more than 750,000 acres of land. They serve as living laboratories for students and professionals to develop habitat management techniques
and demonstrate those to private landowners in the area so that they can replicate those management techniques on their own land and help accomplish conservation in Texas.
Dennis Gissel is the Wildlife Management Area Facilities Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says we have 10 ecological regions in the state that represent different vegetation, habitat, and wildlife.
Our goal is to acquire at least one wildlife management area in each of those ecological regions so that we can study, understand, and demonstrate techniques for conservation and management in each of those ecological regions to the landowners that live in those areas. We have 8 right now. We just acquired 3 new WMAs, and those will help achieve our goal, and we're getting very close.
As most Texas land is privately owned, landowners are a vital piece of the conservation puzzle. Learn about the Landowner Incentive Program on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and helps to fund the management of Texas 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.